Hello, and welcome back to Mortals and Portals, a Pathfinder Real Play podcast. I am your host and GM, Zach, and joining me at the table is...
Adam, and I play Jules, an Azoketti Bard.
I'm Joel, and I play Dax, a Kobold Rogue.
Ryan, I am Tuff, an Automaton Inventor.
Taryn and I play Waltz, a Human Champion.
Yep, and no origin episode. We're checking in with Digsby's crew after, I don't know, what's it been like... A month and a half years. Or so for us before we've last played. So yeah, fired up, ready to see what's going on.
It's been a while
since I can say.
All right, someone's got to put effects on that.
Just so we can sing that.
It's great. So yeah, last time on Mortals and Portals, you guys stayed back in Karos. You helped rebuild Nisarene. Dax set up clinics around the island. Started teaching Whisk, and Waltz passed off leadership of the Drake Knights to Glorm and opened a restaurant that he called Dooney's Diner in memory of Dunedest and made like Benjamin's beefcakes and stuff. Yeah, Benjamin showed up. He sailed out to sea when he fired the flare, came back, smelled the aroma of your restaurant and walked all the way there. And then Jules worked with Benjamin to restore the docks in Nisarene that he blew up and started helping them get their ships ready to reach out to the world once again and establish trade and things like that. And then he also checked in with Dax and told him that he had been noticing something was bothering him and basically called him out on the whole killing Dunedest thing. So Dax sort of came clean on that to Jules, but they agreed not to tell Tuff until the time's right. So now he's roping more people into his lies. So yeah, Tuff's best friend now knows who killed his dad, so that's interesting.
Pretty messed
and,
up.
And speaking of Tuff's dad dying, Tuff had his funeral for Dunedest. And
why are we laughing at that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Taryn just did a little chuckle. It made me chuckle. Yeah, so you had your funeral, and then... And then you decided to investigate some stuff because you actually went to the cell that Dunedest died in, recovered the shards of glass from the broken Frithator vial, though you didn't know it was that at the time, and you took it down into Dunedest's lab and ran some tests on it. Didn't perfectly execute what you're trying to do, but you learned that it was in fact Frithator and there's some other liquid in there tainting it, which we all know is Dax's blood from when he crushed the vial in his hand, but you don't know that. And then you found a book of his that had schematics in there for you, and you used it to make a cool tale. Then it had a bunch of notes, and basically Dunedest was trying to figure out if the nodes could have aligned anywhere near the date that Digsby's crew showed up, and he determined that they did not. And then he wrote some cryptic message called The Keepers with a question mark, and then listed all of you, including Ryu and Tuff. And then you guys regrouped. Jules built a beautiful statue, well, kind of a statue of Ryu. It was a pile of rocks that just so happened to make a shadow of Ryu. Jules didn't know it was going to do that. He just piled a bunch of rocks, and he's like, oh, wow, that's cool. You had one final night in Nisarene, and then you set out into the ocean, sailing towards the mainland. And then we had a little teaser for some other stuff, but, you know, that's not really relevant to what's going on right now. And, yeah, that's where we end our session. So that is where we'll start our session. So you guys have been on Benjamin's ship, that he is captain of. I'm sure Jules is absolutely loving that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Really getting to know Benjamin.
Yes.
You know?
So you've been on ship with him for about 2.5 weeks. You're nearing the mainland on the planet of Lorthal, which is called Kyria, and you're sailing to the elvish capital of Mazivo. So you've been sailing across the Anera Ocean. So yeah, there's a bunch of made-up words for you.
Remember,
is there a quiz on this later? I hope not.
Yeah, it's like our holiday live stream. It's going to be 100
Can you slow
questions.
Down? I can't write that fast.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I didn't even write it down, so I'll forget to. That's why we record it, you know?
Wait, what are we doing?
Yeah. So it's been about 2.5 weeks. You're going to be there possibly tomorrow. So you guys have spent a lot of time together in close quarters, dealing with Benjamin, getting to know each other, adjusting to life on the ship, and it's perhaps your last night before you arrive the next day, and you're all just hanging out on the deck as the sun is setting and you're starting to see the stars in the sky. So I'll kick it over to you guys.
Hey, Dax, you know what's crazy? It's been about 2.5 weeks out here, and The setting sun against the ocean never really gets old, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
They have anything like this back where you're from?
What, you mean the ocean?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like every time I see the sunset on the ocean, it's unreal.
I mean, it is beautiful, but no, we definitely didn't have oceans back on Drakus. It was way too hot for that. We had some lakes of lava, though. I mean, I guess that's kind of similar, but sunsets brought on kind of a different emotion for us on Drakus. It was more of a sense of safety, I guess. We avoided the sun whenever we could.
Dex, I don't know how much you like the planet you're from, but I gotta be honest, it sounds kind of miserable.
Oh, it is.
I mean, it was, Waltz. That's why I wanted to leave.
Mostly the people.
Yeah, mostly the NPCs.
Mostly this named Jim.
The return of Jib.
No, I won't allow it. I purposely killed him first.
Tell me, Waltz, do you have fond memories of where you're from?
Waltz, can you roll me a perception check?
Naturally.
It's Could always it be anything else. One.
With yeah. a plus two circumstance bonus.
Ooh.
28. Nat 20, baby.
Whoa.
Sick. Oh.
Waltz, as Dax asks you about fond memories of home, you're looking into the ocean, and you're thinking about how the last time you were on a boat, it was sailing to Mandaru to go to war. And as you're staring into the water, you start to see the reflection of a bright speck in the sky and follow it upwards and know you are looking at your home planet of Mordafar. Since you're on Lorthal, you're only one planet away and you can vaguely see it in the night sky.
Actually, Dax, I do. You know, back on my planet, I was actually in the army. You know, I thought I was fighting for this, noble cause. You know, the last thing I can actually remember that, I really enjoyed was, being on a boat like this.
Sure.
We were sailing to Mandaru to fight a war.
And that's a good memory, huh?
Yeah, because I remember, I don't think I was scared. I had, all my friends around me, all my brothers who had been through a lot of the same as I did, and, you know, I gotta tell you, I don't think there was, too many times we were thinking about dying. We were just enjoying the ride over, being with our friends. It wasn't till we got there that it all finally sunk in.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Did you have any friends back on Drakus?
Friends?
Yeah, we're talking about the NPCs that you brought along to get killed. Are we talking about the guy
friends,
who was mad that you saved his life?
Spoiler alert, listeners. Yeah. One of them is not dead. We'll find out later this season.
Oh. Wait, I didn't even know about that.
I hope it was me.
I hope it was Jib.
I don't think it's going to be Tuck. I think he's pretty much dead.
But well, maybe his brother, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. And let's check in on Tuff. Tuff, what are you doing right now?
Tuff's hanging out off on the side of the ship. He's just hanging his legs over the side. Probably taking a look through Dunedas' journal, just kind of reading things, studying it.
As he's doing that, Jules will be cresting the side of the ship from an evening swim. Evening, Tuff.
Whoa, what the heck? Jules, is that you?
Who else would it be?
Oh my gosh, you almost made me lose my bolts.
Beautiful evening, no?
Yeah. You're going for a swim, huh?
Oh yes, you know. Got to stay hydrated. It's fascinating being in these waters. So similar, yet subtle differences from home, you know? I suppose you wouldn't. You tend not to spend too much time in water.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could say I'm a little scarred from the last time we both saw each other when I was in water.
Understandable. I still have to hear that story sometime.
Tuffle quickly kind of try to put this journal back into his overalls without Jules noticing.
Can I roll to see if I notice?
Sure.
Do it.
Okay.
What would that be, Zach? What would I be rolling?
I don't
rolling?
Know. Just roll like perception against his
thievery. Oh, yeah. We don't do that a while.
Yeah. Technically, in Pathfinder, you don't do like PvP opposing rolls, but
Zach's just so over it at this point. He's like,
so we're rolling against each other.
Let him relax today. Let him relax. We got it.
What did you get against your thievery?
I have really high thievery. 23.
Oh, I got a 24.
Did you really? Oh,
I did.
I would say, like, beating such a high one, you even notice, like, he was trying to be really sneaky about it. Like, it wasn't just you happened to see it. You notice he was, like, quickly closing it up and putting it away.
Sure. I'll look up at the sky, kind of lean back. Finding anything interesting in your father's journal?
You, how'd you know?
You've practically had your head buried in it the last 2.5 weeks. Understandable, though.
Yeah, you're more perceptive than I give you credit for, I guess.
Ah, well, I know you too well, I suppose.
Tuff will take the journal from out of his overalls and just kind of stare at the outside cover.
You know, Jules, Dunedas was the only family I had left.
I understand, Tuff. I wish I had more time to get to know him. He was a good man. But, and he'll look back at Dax and Waltz and even Benjam, and he'll say, I wouldn't say you've run out of family entirely.
Those rascals, huh?
Take what you can get, am I right?
Yeah, I guess good friends are tough to come by these days.
Was that a pun?
Name drop.
Name drop, there it is.
You know, Dunedas and I had a lot of fun when I was growing up. I don't even remember if I've told you this, because we didn't really get too much into our history together. But I grew up on Norvik, in a university called Garinar, where Dunedas created me. You know, even though it wasn't by blood, Dunedas was like a father to me. We had a lot of great times growing up together. Well, me growing up, him just being an old monkey.
Yes.
But it had been so long since I had seen him, and I was under the impression all this time that he abandoned me at Garinar. So, when I had been sent to Lorthal and told that he could be here, I was nervous about what would happen if I saw him again. I always clung to the happiest days of my life, hoping that when I saw him, it would all be the same. Just like with you, Jules. We had such great times together on Aquaria, and I've never felt I could trust anyone as much as I trusted you during that time. But even so, I've met others since I've seen you, and people change, Jules. I was afraid Dunedas would be the same, and that it wouldn't be like old times. Jules, how do I know you and I will be the same as we were on Aquaria?
Jules looks down for maybe a moment too long, and he looks at Tuff, and I suppose there's no way of knowing for sure. People do change, as you've said, but I know what it felt like seeing you again for the first time after all these years, and I can't describe that happiness. I'm sure we have things to catch up on, but I'm not too concerned about where you and I stand.
Yeah, I guess it's just, it's good to know you'd never let me down, and I'll always have your back, too. And I put out my paw to give him a shake.
Tuff's like really projecting his dead dad issues on you right now, dude.
He is.
It's like all on you.
I feel really bad.
I'm really glad to know you would never lie to me about who killed my dad.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that. Looking down, Jules will try to put on a bit of a masked face, I suppose. Smile, and I'll grab his paw and I'll shake it and I'll say, I know you do, Tuff. And are you?
I do wish I could have seen him one last time, though, Dunedas. You know, something weird did happen before I left.
Really landed on thick.
Get over it.
Your dad died like a couple months ago, bro.
You know, something weird did happen before I left for Lorthal. I could have sworn I saw him. I thought it was some kind of malfunction, some kind of crossover between my photoreceptors and my memory storage unit. But I ran diagnostics and everything's fine. I don't know what I saw, and for once I can't come up with a logical explanation. Speaking of things I don't understand, in this journal, Dunedas mentioned something about the Keepers. Does that mean anything to you?
Jules will furrow his brow in confusion, kind of look over his memory bank and try to think if he's ever heard of that before. Tough, I can't say I have.
Well, this discussion involves all of us, so maybe we grab Waltz and Dax and have a quick conversation.
Yeah, sounds good. They're sitting right over there. Why don't you join them and I'll be there in just a moment.
All right, sounds good. And if you're going to jump in the water again, maybe bring some soap with you too.
What?
Just saying, man. Smell.
A little fit.
I just came back. Oh, Benjamin.
Yeah, no, I've been this entire
can't sneak
I've
up on this entire conversation. Tuff could have fallen in the water.
This is a private conversation.
Sorry about
Ben.
Your dad.
Ugh, and now I can smell you.
Don't bring it up.
Oh, sorry. Well, he's bringing it up a lot, actually.
I knew. That's why I said don't bring it up, because just went through it.
I'll tell you
what,
I wouldn't want to know anything specific about how he died. That would be stressful.
Actually, Jules, why don't we save the soap for Benjamin?
Oh, yeah. Good, is that like dessert or what is that?
Soap?
Yeah.
What did you say? Is that like dessert?
No. No, I didn't say that.
Is that where all the soap's been going?
Have you been eating the soap?
No.
No, you just asked if it was lunch.
I don't want to talk to you guys anymore.
I love when making him cry.
Did it just become canon that Benjamin eats soap? It's going to end up on an episode of My Weird Addiction.
You should have cut him into the same shape as the beefcakes. Sweet lady.
That guy loves the taste of Irish Spring.
If it says Dove on it, don't eat it.
He just runs
off. Cut that. We're not sponsored. Crap. Sorry, guys.
Dude, Dove sales are going to go through the roof now.
What brought you here? Bad hygiene or Mortals and Portals podcast?
50-50, baby.
And it's like, are you buying or are these you just to hungry? Eat them? Because we don't recommend that.
For legal reasons, okay. We are not recommending you eat them.
Yes. So. We're not responsible for any health issues. Okay, so Jules will go in the back in the kitchen and grab a bottle of rum.
Ooh.
And four glasses, five glasses.
Six.
Did Benjamin run off crying? Or is he joining us?
He might come back.
Okay, I'll grab five glasses just in case, and
I'll
come back.
Can you roll
me
a perception check?
I guess.
Oh.
Perception check.
That's an 18.
When you go to grab the rum and pour it, the fifth glass, you're not able to pour as much as you thought. And you could have sworn there was more rum in this bottle.
Uh-oh.
Is Benjamin alcoholic?
Or we have a stowaway.
Oh, uh-oh.
Oh, what if somebody else is on the ship?
Oh, Smith? I know. Benjamin's actually two halflings.
I think really quick while Jules is going to grab a drink, Tuff is just going to go check on Smith, make sure he's fed and good to go.
Oh, Smith is drinking.
That's what it is.
Jules will notice that, but not really think much of it. Maybe go, and grab an additional bottle in case we finish this one and bring him out. Find a spot next to the boys.
Tuff, you were looking for Smith and then you see that he's out flying at night and scooping up fish out of the ocean.
Aw.
Just having a nice night fly or whatever you would call that. Night swim, night fly.
I think it's night fly. I think that's
night fly, yeah. Night fly.
Tuff will just look up at Smith and say, I love a self-efficient comrade.
Jules, you're walking up to Waltz and Dax and you overhear Benjamin saying, so yeah, if Jules says that I was eating soap, just know that I definitely didn't say that. And hey, Jules. Hey.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, here comes the party.
Evening, boys.
Welcome, Jules.
Thank you. I think Tuff is coming shortly.
Awesome.
Fancy a drink?
Yeah.
Always.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll start pouring.
Can I have Tuff's? He's not here.
I'll hand the glass, the fifth glass that's more empty, and I'll hand it to Benjamin.
Can I have yours that has more in it?
I'm just kidding. Here.
Thanks.
And I'll open up the second bottle and...
Oh, cool.
Even
thanks.
I'm out.
To grab the bottle from you.
Get that soap flavor out of your mouth.
What soap? What are you talking... What soap flavor? This is what I was telling you about, Waltz, when Jules was saying the thing about the soap.
Yeah, no, Jules, he went on this whole story on how he's eating soap or something.
No, that I'm not eating soap. That I'm not... Dax, you heard me right when I said not eating.
Yes, Benjamin is not eating soap, and they definitely don't look like beefcakes.
Well, they do, but I wasn't eating them. They do look like beefcakes.
Something keeps happening to our soap, though. It's going by at an unusually fast rate.
I don't know. Jules has been in the ocean taking baths and stuff, so probably Jules.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Tuff will walk up after going to check on Smith. Fellas.
Evening, Tuff, and I'll hand you a glass.
Yeah, thanks.
What's up?
Hey, did you guys know Benjamin eats soap?
Oh, we were just talking about that.
I'm never going to recover from this. One minute I'm the leader of Digsby's crew, and then next minute I'm guy who eats soap.
How the mighty have fallen.
You can be both.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. Leader of Digsby's crew that eats soap. No, No, cut that. Cut that. This joke's going on way longer than I think it should. Anyway, what's up, Tuff? Or anyone else? I don't know.
Not much, but hey, check this out, guys. And Tuff will flip open his wrist forearm compartment, flip a switch on the inside. You guys always look like you're having so much fun drinking, so I found a way to start making alcohol effects on my body. I can kind of turn it up or down. I just started at the max, so we'll see how that goes.
Wait.
I love start this, the max, Tuff. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself a heavyweight.
All right.
I can vouch for him. Tuff, I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, you will be, and I'll put my shot out into the center.
Dax will follow suit and put his shot glass to the middle. Fellas, I've got a toast.
Oh, Jules instantly clinks his glass in.
Waltz will lean his glass in as well.
Benjamin puts his glass in and is kind of breathing on all your glasses.
Dax will look around to the group, lock eyes with everybody one at a time, raise his glass a little bit higher. For what the rum will not cure, there is no cure for. And then take a shot.
Aye.
Tuff will pound his on the deck and then throw it back into his mouth.
Woohoo!
Oh, that's way better than soap. I mean...
Waltz will look at Benjamin oddly and say, I'll drink to that.
Okay.
Jules will start pouring more in the glasses.
Keep them coming, Jules.
I mean, don't go too hard.
Well, you're probably wondering why I've gathered you all here today. Found out something interesting on Nisarene. I'm sure you guys have all delved deep into your backstories together, but I don't know anything, and it might be nice to feel a little informed.
As a matter of fact, we haven't divulged this information yet.
Yeah, I mean, we've been pretty busy with Sindor, I guess.
What?
Oh, but it is pretty odd that we have yet to speak about that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we had like a whole month to go into this, but no one mentioned anything, so I suppose now's no better time than any.
That was a weird sentence, Jules.
I thought it was great.
Thanks, Benjamin.
Yeah.
Sorry, that shot went right through me.
Well, I guess the timing works out then, because this will be new info for all of us. But I found something out back on Nisarene that mentioned a term called the Keepers, and it had all your names listed underneath it, along with that Ryu guy, as well as my name with a question mark. That mean anything to all of you?
Jules will look straight to Dax and Waltz as he's already heard all of this.
Can't say it does.
Kind of a confused look on Dax's face. No, means nothing to me.
Huh. All right. Well, you said you all traveled here by Node, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
No, I didn't, Tuff. I took a boat.
Benjamin, what
was my name on that?
Us. Yeah, it? Right here. It says Soap Eater.
Is it really? Because then I do eat soap, then if that gets me on the list.
Yeah, speaking of, I think I found some stray soap in the kitchen if you want to go take a look, Benjamin.
Hey, Benjamin, who's steering this thing?
What? one of my guys. I don't know. I have guys for that.
Benjamin, this is one of those times where people try and ask you to do certain things so that you'll just kind of leave the group for a little bit. We talked about that a while ago.
Oh, okay, yeah, you'll just have to fill me in later, Waltz.
Yeah, I'll fill you in later there, Benjamin.
Okay, and he winks at you.
Thanks,
Waltz,
Benjamin.
Will just nod.
He hasn't walked away yet, though.
All right.
Thank you, Benjamin.
What? Oh, okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Glad we could share the drink together.
Waltz is trying to teach him how to be a more like accepted human being. So.
Socially.
So he's just like being completely honest, and it's gone pretty well so far, I'd say. He's been very receptive to all the feedback.
Fair enough. He's working at it.
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully that helps with the productivity of this conversation. But so you all traveled by Node and all arrived around the same time, you said, right?
Correct.
Well, according to stuff I saw in Dunedas' lab, that shouldn't be possible.
What do you mean?
Well, unless you were all on the same node, no cluster of nodes was supposed to align with Lorthal at the same time, or even close to the same time. In other words, none of you guys should have been here when you were.
It's interesting.
The only reason I arrived when I did is because I talked to an astronomer about a specifically planned event in which I had to appear at a node at a certain time to be able to get to Lorthal when I did.
I mean, I definitely got on a node as it was lighting up. I was supposed to be at a node at a certain time, so I guess I don't know enough about how they work to know much more than that, but...
And where were you when you were on that node? What planet?
Drakus.
Tuff does like a double take at him. Drakus, huh?
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Huh. Dangerous place, Drakus.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I bet you've done all kinds of seedy things out there, huh?
I did what I had to survive, but I think I was an okay person.
Huh. I guess we all do sometimes, huh? And how about you, Waltz? Where were you?
You know, it's funny you bring it up. I didn't know anything about a date or a time. I was following what I thought was my father.
Your father? What do you mean you thought you were following your father?
I mean, it looked just like it was him. It was just almost a spirit of him.
Dax, did you see anything?
You know, Waltz, now that you say that, I guess I saw sort of a spirit, but it was myself.
Yourself? Jules, don't tell me you saw something weird before you went in too, right?
Yes, I saw... Jules will hesitate, thinking of Kyra.
What did you see, Jules? Tell us.
I saw an old friend.
Hmm. That friend of yours, were they an apparition too, or was it them?
It was an apparition. But then something even more strange happened. It was almost like a vision. I saw a door with a star shape on it, and then as if a chorus of voices.
A chorus of voices, right. You heard that it too?
Yeah, they said Septim Solis.
Huh.
No, that wasn't it. They said Tradesis.
No.
What?
No, they didn't. They said Unra Tantum, I think.
But you all saw the same door with the star?
Yeah, I did.
Dax?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Jules will take a sip of his rum.
Look, I don't know what these doors or voices are that you guys are talking about, but I can say I saw an apparition. I was just telling Jules. Thought I had seen Dunedas before I left for Lorthal. There's something fishy going on here. No pun intended, Jules.
It's all right. Now that you mentioned Dunedas, I did ask him about what I'd heard in that vision, Septim Solis.
What'd he say?
He said it meant seventh from the sun.
Hmm.
I haven't had much time to think about it, but of course, seventh from the sun would be Arcta.
Yeah, you're right.
I just don't know what that means.
You know, I can't help but to think that if Dunedas were here, he'd be able to give us all the answers we needed.
Hey, Jules, will you pass me the rum?
Yeah, I'll take another glass too, please.
Thank you. And Dax will fill up Waltz's cup and then fill up his own.
Oh, Tuff throws his back really quick and puts it in for another. And he, like, kind of blinks.
Can you roll me a fortitude save?
Yeah, that's 25.
Nice. You see Tuff kind of do that face when you drink some strong alcohol and you don't quite like it, but you gotta try and suppress it. But he does a great job suppressing that. You just see it for a moment.
Tuff breathes out heavy. So when does the fun part start with this stuff?
What do you mean?
I ain't feeling nothing yet.
Oh, the alcohol. I thought we were talking about all this node business. I was confused.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to derail us.
I think it's already started.
Yeah, it depends on the person, of course.
Tuff goes into his forearm. Maybe I can go to 11, and I'll turn it up past the max that it says.
Oh, it goes to 11.
This one goes to 11.
Well, he made it. He decided.
Jules will take a sip of his drink and say, you know, I can't help but wonder if Ryu had a similar experience with this node business. I guess we'll never know.
Can't say I'm surprised he never talked about it.
He never said where he was from, huh?
He was from Desolus.
Hmm, off planet too then, huh?
Mm-hmm. When we make port, perhaps we should find a scholar or something and see if anyone knows the meaning of these words.
Waltz, can you roll me a religion check with a +2 circumstance bonus?
Oh,
do
yeah.
It. Do it, Waltz.
24. 24.
Oh, nice.
We're rolling
That's
high.
Pretty good. That's pretty good, Zach. Tell us all the lore.
Waltz, as they mention Ryu and say, I suppose we'll never know, your eyes sort of drop down as you think of Ryu. Dax and Jules and Tuff continuing to talk about this book, wondering if there's anything else in there. You just continue to hang your head. And when you raise it, they're all gone.
What?
And you begin to look around the boat and start to see them again, though they're in different places on the ship. Same time of day, same boat. And then you hear,
Tough, when we get to Mizivo, I promise I'll help you build this tail.
And you look over and see Dunedast talking to Tough. And you look over and see Jules with his back to you, talking to someone else on the other side of him. And you hear, sounds like an argument about auras or power. And then you hear,
Listen, Ryu, you've got nothing to worry about. My aura will never be as big as yours.
Of course not. I've been practicing. I just want to see how big yours is.
Oh my god.
Show me.
All right.
No, don't do this here.
Well, there's no harm in it.
You're afraid I'll destroy the ship with my aura, won't, aren't you?
Yes, I suppose we are, Ryu.
That's all I needed.
I'm going to send everyone. So I'm going to put a link in the chat, and everyone but Taryn can click on it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Whoa! Why can't I click on it?
1 eternity later. All
right, so Taryn has unmuted his mic. Everybody else has read what I have sent them.
Juicy tea.
Yeah.
So, Waltz, you're standing on the ship. You see all of your friends. Everyone seems okay. They're in good spirits. You even see Ryu. What do you do?
Waltz will be overtaken with seeing Ryu and Dunedast alive and think he must be in some weird dream or something. But then he remembers that this is kind of the same feeling he had when he had talked to his mom and saw his 10-year-old self. So he will look around and absorb everything that's going on around him. Trying to remember exactly what that last experience was like. If it was reality, if it was a dream. Yeah.
Okay, can you roll me a religion check?
Yes. Ooh, 10.
So you're certainly confused. You're disoriented. You remember the last time something similar to this happened, you were observing another version of yourself.
Right.
Though you don't see another version of yourself, so you're a little confused. It feels different. You're starting to maybe wonder if this is a dream or not. You're struggling to remember what your mom told you about how this works. So although it feels familiar, you're uncertain in this moment because you don't have someone like her you can rely on, and you're not sure if this is real or not.
I'll look around for another me. Is there another Waltz there?
Can you roll me a perception check?
Nat 1.
Ooh, sick.
Perfect. Wow. Can you roll me a percentage die?
All our low rolls are coming
out. Oh, man. I got a 32.
Okay. You're sort of starting to have a panic attack right now You're looking at Ryu, Tough, Dunedast. You almost feel like this is some cruel twist of fate, some sort of delusion, and you're very overwhelmed in this moment.
Waltz immediately assumes that in the reality he's in now, he's not alive, and he sees Ryu still alive, he sees Dunedast still alive, and he thinks that whatever he did or didn't do got his friends killed and that it should have been him, and I think he's overwhelmed with those emotions right now and can't really handle the guilt of that possible scenario, which he, I guess at this time, like really believes is true. Waltz will quickly drop to the ground, maybe just find something to lean up against and look down into his knees and hands and just start to pull at his hair and tear up and look frustrated.
Wow.
Whoa, Waltz, you all right, man? And Dax will walk over wrong? And put a hand on his shoulder.
Waltz, what's going on?
I don't notice that, though, do I, Zach?
You do notice that. They're looking right at you. Just like when your mom looked at you and started talking to you in the market. Just like the child version of yourself looked at you in the market.
Ryu, it's, I got you killed. And Dunedast, too.
What?
What are you talking about?
Guys, I think he's lost it.
Are you okay?
That's impossible, Waltz. Nothing could kill me.
I mean, basically, it does seem like that, doesn't it?
Waltz would just look back down into his hands and just shake his head and can't believe that he was the reason that Ryu and Dunadest had died for some reason.
There must be a spell cast on him. Don't worry, Waltz. I will awaken and defeat the enemies once again.
Ryu, stop. Calm down. Calm down. You do not need to awaken again, all right?
Hey, Dunadest. Yes, come check this out.
Okay, we can't build it here. We don't have the yes. Yes, Dex. What is it?
Waltz here's freaking out. Do you have any idea what's going on?
Tough. Just don't touch it, okay, yet. I'll be right back.
Yeah, whatever you say. And then Tuff just goes about tinkering with the Arcanor still.
Guys, we need to pause.
No, we don't. Let's keep going. We do not. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Keep going. All right. I just needed to say that. I feel like I'm being gaslighted right now, and I'm like genuinely
believing
that I'm crazy. I'm like, dude, am I crazy? Why do I not know what's wrong? Go on, sorry, go ahead.
That's so funny.
Oh, man. Season one was a lie.
Dunadest is muttering as he walks across the deck.
I was always wanting to add tough pizzazz to things.
And he walks up to Dax, kind of moves you guys out of the way, and kneels down.
Oh, Waltz, what's wrong? You look distraught.
He said he got Ryu killed.
When did that happen? He seems to be alive and well.
I tried to tell him nothing could kill me, not even Sindor.
Yes, he certainly got what's coming to him. Waltz, what is going on?
Oh, how are you guys here, Dunadest? You died. I saw your,
What?
I saw your body. Is in the bottom of Scale Keep, and Ryu, you never made it back with Jules.
I haven't been to Scale Keep, at least not since it was founded, Waltz.
Waltz, do you need some water or something?
Ryu, what is he on about?
Waltz, you and I were together this whole time. I was never alone with Jules.
Waltz, can you roll me a perception check?
Mm-hmm, I can do that.
And Taryn also roll a sanity check.
Yeah, this is so fun.
Oh, man. 10, baby.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As they're talking to you, you sort of see through the gaps in their legs because you're on the ground and they're sort of standing and kneeling over you. And you see your shield leaned up against a mast, only this is the shield that was destroyed by Forgost, but it looks perfectly intact. It's the shield you came to Nisarene with.
What does that make? Do I want to go grab it, or is that supposed to tell me something? Oh, man.
This is fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, Waltz is trying to problem solve the best he can. He has no idea what's going on because the last time this happened to him, he was at a different time, but it seemed like it was him observing a memory that he just kind of got to interact with, but like he doesn't remember anything like this. So he's trying to piece together what's going on, and he'll ask,
guys, tell me, please, Sindor, he's dead, right?
You're kidding me, right?
No.
Unless the blade of my father does not strike true, which it does, Sindor is dead.
No, it does. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was badass.
Thank you, Benjam.
I can't say I've seen anything like it before.
How did you do it?
Tuff will walk up. What'd you do, break your brain, Waltz? You're starting to sound dumber than Benjam.
Hey. He's eating soap.
That remained canon. Benjam, why don't you go tend to Hippie?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got any fish?
I think I know where you can find some. And I point over off to the side of the ship.
That's more for Jules, I think. Do you think Hippie would eat soap? Never mind. Hippie!
And you see Smith chirp and land on the deck and walk up to Benjam as he pets him.
Good hippie.
Waltz will immediately think back a second ago to the last time he saw Tuff, and Tuff was saying, didn't you say if only Dunadask were here, we could ask him?
Yeah.
Waltz will remember that and immediately stand up and turn to Dunadest. Say, Dunadest.
Yes.
And I will try and recall knowledge and think about what questions we need to ask him. Like,
Walt sees this as a really good opportunity to ask a question with a really valuable answer, but it's like, if you only get one question, I think he's trying to like rush it and think like what he needs to know the most if you were to ask him anything.
Okay.
And he'll think back to the last time he was in this memory.
Dunadas, the Gameltor, what is that?
The Gameltor. Walt, forgive me, what are you talking about?
The Keepers, what is that?
Well, I'm hoping it's you all, of course.
The Keepers of what, Dunadas? What does that mean?
The Keepers of Keldora.
Walt, we've been through all this.
Walt, can you roll me a religion check?
Yep. How much of a circumstance bonus you think? Maybe like 5?
None. Circumstance bonus?
12.
Walt, you start to see the silhouette of everyone around you sort of gradually turning to smoke. Little wisps are coming off of them. And you're realizing that whatever's going on, you're not going to be able to sustain it forever. And you need to make the most of this moment. Can you roll me an arcana check?
16.
You think back to where you were before this, and you remember, as you're all discussing a similar experience, the only person's experience you were not able to learn was Ryu's, because he was not there. So you do not know what happened to him when he went through the node, what he saw or what he heard.
I'll say, Waltz, you're acting stranger than Digsby.
Waltz will quickly think that there's too many things that don't make any sense in where he's at right now. So he quickly thinks back to the reality that did make sense. And he remembers he was with Tuff and Dax and Jules. And he's trying to remember what was going on in that moment. And he quickly remembers that Ryu is the only one whose experience we haven't heard from the nodes. So he'll quickly turn to Ryu. Ryu
looks at Waltz in the eyes and stares at him with glowing red eyes. Probably the first time Waltz has ever seen Ryu make eye contact with him.
Ryu, quickly, when you went through the node, when you came here, what was it like? What'd you see?
We've been through this, Waltz. I told you I was guided to the node by a figure I did not recognize. And after transporting, I saw a circular stone door with the sigil of an encircled star. And I heard the words, Undvik. Why are you asking this again?
Waltz will start to repeat, Undvik, and look for something to try and write. Do I see anything around me, Zach?
Waltz, as you frantically start to look around the ship for something to write, muttering the words Undvig, you try to push someone out of the way looking for something to write with, and as you push them, they start to fade into smoke. No. And the entire ship around you starts to disappear beneath your feet in a rushing whirlwind that forms around you, and you feel a surge of energy pulse through your body, and then nothing, hearing only your heartbeat and the chatters of Dax and Jules asking Tuff if anything else remains in his book.
No, not really anything else too interesting. And Tuff will just kind of nervously scratch the back of his head.
That's a shame, Tuff.
Yeah, you know, just mostly sappy stuff about how much he missed me, you know.
I'm sure. Well, perhaps we'll find some more answers in Kyria.
I hope so.
So, am I back now?
Yes, Waltz, you have sweat beating down your forehead, your heart is pounding, you start to catch your breath and realize you're exactly where you were before that insane experience happened.
Waltz will quickly interject and run over to Tuff's notebook. And is there a pen nearby?
Yeah, I bet Tuff's got one in his jumpsuit or something. Probably just pull it out of his pocket.
Hey, hands off. And I'll start quickly, like, shoving Waltz away.
And I'll just snatch it from him.
No,
and
it's my, that's
I'm
my
going
pen.
To grab his notebook and start flipping through it to the last blank page.
Hey, that's Waltz, private.
And he'll write Undvik.
Stop writing gibberish in my journal.
Waltz, what's gotten into you?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
He was the same as us. Well, not the same as you, Tuff, but as me and you, Dax, and you, Jules.
What do you mean?
What?
And when he went through the node, Undvik is what he heard.
What are you talking about?
How do you know this?
Yes.
I think he's finally lost it, guys. You finally break your brain, Waltz?
Dax, you remember when we fought Sindor? the first time.
Yeah?
And, you saved me from all that rubble. You remember that, don't you, Dex?
I mean, yeah, I don't know if I'd call it I saved you, more like we got super lucky.
Right, well, while I was under there, I think I told you a while ago. I saw a memory from years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dax, it kind of happened again just now. I can't explain it, but I was on a boat, the same boat with Dunadast and Ryu, and it wasn't just a dream, it was them, and Ryu told me.
Huh. Couldn't have been a memory this time, then.
And listen, maybe this means nothing, and if it means nothing, oh well. But this could be the final piece to the puzzle, Dax.
What did you see, Waltz?
I saw you guys. I saw my shield, but I didn't see me. But Dunadast was alive, and Ryu, and they even said Digsby as well.
Hmm.
And you know, now that I think of it, Dax, back in Scale Keep when I fought Geldir, I remember seeing you every time I would hurt him, and seeing your dead body.
I don't love that.
Waltz will try and put it all together and try and realize, I guess, exactly what it is that he saw. If that was another reality where something went drastically different that led to all these changes, or, yeah, or what?
Okay, Waltz, I want you to basically roll to see if you can piece this information together, and I don't exactly know what skill check to do for it. So I think it's something that you're along the right train of thought. So just roll me a d20 and add 8 to it.
19.
So you kind of like walk to the edge of the ship and put your hands on the railing and look out at the ocean. Look back up to Mortifar and just sigh as you're thinking. You're latched onto this idea of Geldir, thinking you made some incorrect decision. And you're thinking back to when you spared him in the cell, or when you spared him at Scale Keep or something like that, and you're thinking how that wouldn't really make sense on how it would result in Digsby being alive.
Right.
Or even Ryu, because they weren't there necessarily. So then you're thinking further back, still sort of thinking of Geldir, and you're thinking maybe to when you saw Geldir before Digsby died, and you remember you saw him in the road when they tried to collect that toll, and you remember fighting him when he fell off the cliff, and you didn't kill him, you knocked him out.
Oh, so all this is because I didn't kill Geldir.
And as you think about that, you realize had Geldir died, he never would have went to tell Commander Krim. Commander Krim never would have showed up in Karos looking for Digsby's crew. Would have fought Rhaegorn there. Rhaegorn never would have been in Karos. Digsby never would have died trying to save Dax. Dunadas would have been able to finish telling you about the Arcanor and the Drakes and where it is. Oh, Cinder wouldn't have known you were in Karos. So you would have maybe came up with a different plan where you infiltrated Scale Keep with no suspicion whatsoever since no one knew you were there. And maybe somewhere along those lines, somewhere there's a plan where all of Digsby's crew survived, and it all stems from Geldir, who also led you into a trap that caused Ryu to be taken and separated.
Dude, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause so much harm.
Zach was crapping on Dax for so long, and he's like, how did I make Taren feel like the worst player in this game?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Waltz will drop his head, not really look at anybody else in Digsby's crew. He's going to grab what's left of the rum and walk off, and I'll go downstairs and just go to wherever I'm staying, wherever my cot is or whatever.
Sheesh. And then Tuff will rip back his journal and the pen. Would you have to go all aggro with my pen to express your nonsense? If you didn't eat all your crayons, maybe you'd have had your own utensil to write with. Any idea what he's talking about, guys?
I'll look to Dax. I wish I knew. Perhaps he just needs some time.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of worried about him. He doesn't look okay.
Well, let him get some sleep. We can ask him in the morning.
Fair enough.
Tuff, what did he write?
Ugh, let me check.
And I flip through the pages of the journal towards the back.
I look to Dax with a look of, do you know?
No idea.
There's no language I've ever seen before. And I'm well-traveled.
Jules will look at the door that Waltz just walked through. Fascinating.
Waltz, as you descend the stairwell and start walking towards your room, can you roll me a perception check with a +4 circumstance bonus?
Perception check.
Roll it high, roll
it high.
Come
on, baby.
I need to know who's drinking 14. On my room.
As you're about to turn the corner and head towards your room, you hear the sound of a bottle dropping and cupboards closing frantically and some rustling in the kitchen.
I'll rush in there.
You quickly sprint down the hall, poke your head into the kitchen, and as you scan the room, you see a familiar person.
Oh, is it Geldir?
Pinned against the wall.
Oh my god,
attempting
no way.
To hide.
Who is it?
And you hear, oh, hello, Waltz.
And that is where we'll end our session.
Jeez,
welcome to season 2, baby.
That was a perfect opportunity to murder him.
Hey guys, you know what? Hey, hold on. I see you guys are excited. And like, you know how much I love to foster excitement. Psych, no I don't.
Yeah.
Shut up. We're going to talk about that in the downtime. That's where we save our excitement.
I was not
for.
Expecting everybody I kind of forgot
shut
about
up.
That you do that,
yeah.
But that's your
the
thing.
The downtime is for patrons where we react to the most recent episode, so you guys can't be reacting here, because then what do the patrons get? You know what I'm saying? Like we've already figured this out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
So, yeah.
Holy crap.
And I feel like that's going to be
I know.
Downtime.
Can you believe that Shelter's back?
You got to kill him.
Right. We just don't shut up.
And, yeah.
He has... You have no power.
Yeah, shut up. Has no power here.
I guess you guys could just keep talking, but then I would like assume control of editing and just cut out all of your lines. All right, yeah. Per the new trend, we're just going to read a quick review, comment, something that's encouraged us, something we really appreciate. And this time I'm going to read a review from Apple Podcasts. I love Apple Podcasts because people can write reviews and we get a lot of awesome feedback on there and we really, really appreciate it. So yeah, I like this one. It's from, we'll say it's, because I got to butcher the name, it's from Jartan2, and he said, great stuff. These fellows are absolutely fantastic. Fun homebrew world, great GM, and characters, absolutely amazing production value. That's all you guys.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
They don't spend 10 minutes every episode talking non-game related nonsense like some podcasts do, and then he put parentheses,
oh, we
great
can do that.
Editing. Keep it up. Thank you for saying that, because we actually had to talk about that. You guys remember when we started out this podcast? We're like, you know, I see a lot of divisive feedback on people just like talking about their real life or whatever before a game for like a really long time, and you got to skip 20 minutes in. And we just decided we would rather people wanted to hear more from us than definitely hear less, you know, if they're like, okay, these guys
yeah,
talk way too
sure.
much, because we all think we're interesting, you know, because we're friends and stuff, but that doesn't mean everyone else does. So yeah, that was a conscious effort. And also just, I feel like the more we talk about ourselves, the less interesting we'll be. So, we keep it in the game world. You know what I'm saying?
Keep
and, yeah, really appreciate that.
Zach, if I could just say, I think the name is Jar Tantu. It's a Tantu that you can take with you
oh,
everywhere
yeah.
you go.
Cute.
Oh.
Yes. Cause Tantu is
just,
alive in another dimension, as we've established.
Right,
in
to just boost
fan
you
days.
Up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you're taking a test or something and you're really struggling, then you'll just hear, don't worry, I will be
yeah, why didn't you put...
That's actually how, in that other timeline, they defeated Sindor because Tantu showed up.
Because of a jar Tantu? That's the magic
the
item.
The fact that I didn't get
like,
to do
top
Waltz
tier.
And Tantu discussions
yeah.
back and forth between myself.
We got to get a few more timelines deep before that's a thing, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what? That sounds like downtime discussion, guys.
That is downtime.
Yeah. All
right. We really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the reviews. Seriously, we love it. We see all of them. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you next time, mortals.
Bye.
Waltz, can you roll me a perception check?
Yeah. I was looking around for dice, and I forgot I used the...
on the ceiling?
Yeah, on the ceiling.
Sometimes Taren puts his dice on the ceiling, Ryan.
Taren,
well,
do
most
you even own
do.
Physical dice?
Yeah, they're in my trunk. I keep bringing them
in. Taren is
a
dice. He's tattooed 20 numbers on himself, and then he just like rolls on the floor.
He just rolls on the ground.
He closes his eyes and swashes his hand around, and then he points.
Another what? Nat 20. Weird.
Another nat 20. I always end up...
What check am I doing again, Zach?